Hello, and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Doug Dortch, and today is Sunday, November the 29th. And right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide. So each day, we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working on from today is O Come, Emmanuel. And the first stanza says, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Our scripture for today comes from the 7th chapter of Isaiah, and I'm going to be reading from the 13th verse. So if you have your copy of scripture, I'd invite you to follow along. Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." The Christmas season is when we gear up for family and friends to come our way. Nothing excites us more than the prospect of sharing the holidays with those who are special to us, spending time together with them. Unfortunately, such gatherings have been suspended far too frequently in these past months because of COVID-19 fears. We long for things to return to what we have always cherished the most. That same sentiment marks this most familiar Advent hymn, O come, Emmanuel. That hymn draws upon the sorrows and the uncertainty of God's people as they faced a dawning threat from the Assyrian nation. What would their future hold? Would they be able to celebrate their promising future with one another? These questions were on their mind, and the prophet Isaiah sought answers from the Lord. God's response was a most hopeful one. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. When all hope appears lost, God promises to show up in miraculous fashion to save the day with his presence." As the hymn suggests, our reflection on how God draws near to his people in their time of need leads to great rejoicing. Our present sorrow will be changed to joy. Our sense of loss will be replaced by great gain. The Son of God is soon to come our way, and there is nothing in this world that will be able to keep him away.